Thanks for seeing me. They're not exactly standing in line. On his wrist was the blue tattoo I had remembered for so many years. It was actually quite small and indistinct, a little fuzzy-edged crucifix that had darkened with age to plum purple, like a deep bruise. I had misremembered it. I had misremembered him. He was only average height, thin, more muscular now than I'd imagined. Ropey jailhouse muscles, even at 72. He had picked up a new tattoo as well, much more intricate and artful than the old one. A dragon that coiled itself around his neck so that its tail and snout met at the base of his throat like a necklace pendant.
About time you come see me.
I sniffed. The risible suggestion that his feelings were hurt, that he was the victim here, pissed me off. What balls. Typical con, this guy was. Always wheedling, angling, gaming.
What's it been? He went on. A whole life? A whole life I'm rotting away and you don't have time to come see your old man. Not even once. What kind of kid are you? What kind of kid does that?
You practice that speech? Don't smart mouth me. What'd I ever do to you, huh?
Nothing. But a whole life you never come see me. Your own father. What kind of kid doesn't visit his own father for 40 years?
I'm your son. That should explain it.
My son? Not my son. I don't know you. Never laid eyes on you.
Want to see my birth certificate?
Like I'd give a shit about a fucking birth certificate. You think that's what makes a son?
One squirt 50 years ago, that's what you are to me.
What'd you think, I'd be happy to see you? Did you think I'd be jumping up and down, whoop-de-fucking-do?
You could have said no. I wasn't on your visitor list.
No one's on my fucking list. What do you think?
Who would be on my fucking list? They don't let people visit here anyway, just immediate family.
You want me to leave?
No.
Did you hear me say that?
He shook his head, frowned.
This fucking place. This place is the worst. I haven't been here the whole time, you know. They move me around. You do bad somewhere else, they send you here. It's a hole.
He seemed to lose interest in the subject, and he fell silent. I did not speak. I have found in any Q&A, in court, in witness interviews, wherever, often the best thing you can do is wait, say nothing. The witness will want to fill the awkward silence. He will feel a vague compulsion to keep talking, to prove he is not holding back, to prove he is smart and in the know, to earn your trust. In this case, I think, I waited just out of habit. Certainly I had no intention of leaving, not until he said yes. His mood shifted. He slumped. Almost visibly, he went from petulant to resigned, even self-pitying.
Well, he said, you came out big, at least. She must have fed you good.
She did fine, with everything.
How is she, your mother?
What do you give a shit?
I don't.
So don't talk about her.
Why shouldn't I?
I shook my head.
I knew her before you did, he said. He squirmed in his chair with a leer, wiggled his hips, mimed fucking her.